This episode of The Geeky Juans is presented to you by Ambidexter.
Check out ambidexter.media for more information. Welcome, everyone, to episode 48 of The Geeky Juans.
More to 50. Right. Awesome.
Well, almost. We're very near 50. We are now at episode 48. Today, we will be talking about toys with Derb Devanesha.
Hi, guys. So,
hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm good.
Stoked for this topic.
Yes. All right. So here's what we will be covering tonight. The first toy we got, our favorite childhood toy. What was the toy that you've always wanted but never got?
Oh, man.
What's your favorite toy now? What's your most prized toy that you have on hand at the moment? And finally, what is your dream toy? So let's begin with Jude. Let's start with Jude and then Derv and myself. We're going to do a letter V. So okay. Jude, what was the first toy that you remember you got as a kid?
Okay, now this was probably the most difficult question because I've been thinking about it. And, you know, being a child, being a toddler, I can't really remember my... I can't exactly remember my very first toy, but I can say that the first one I probably got was, you know, those little educational toys na, you know, those little puzzle toys. Like, I think I had this house puzzle na, you know, I just have to put this shape on the roof, tapos it goes inside the house, yung mga ganon, and those alphabet bricks, which has been really, you know, which is really cool, but If we're talking about like serious toys, action figures, model kits, the very first one I remember was a Gundam Maxter kit from G Gundam.
Wow.
And I remember my mom got it for me because we couldn't find a heavy arms kit. So like instead of getting a Gundam Wing kit that I like, I got a nice G Gundam kit, so consolation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was, you know, one of my first toys that I got.
Next up, Derv, what was the first toy you remember you got?
I think that's, like Jude said, it's a hard topic, especially if you were a kid and you can't remember anything. But the thing that I remember the most when I was a child was that Power Rangers, you know, the one that flips the head from Ranger to the person, the human head?
I have that
head.
Exact toy. It's upstairs. Yeah. I have that exact toy, my gosh. Yeah, which version did you get?
Jason, definitely. Red Ranger's my favorite.
Nice, nice.
Because I remember when I was a child, my dad would get mad because I wanted my name to be changed. I wanted to be called Jason. But the funny thing is, I have a cousin that is named Jason. So it's like, my dad would get pissed. Why do you want your name changed? Why do you want it to be named Jason? It's like, no, Power Rangers.
Nice. And then, so as for myself, the first toy I remember getting... I have a feeling it might be a doll of some kind, or I don't think I ever had that many dolls, like plush toys. Like recently lang ako nagkakaroon ng madaming plush toys. I think the first toy I ever got that I remember was a Spider-Man action figure. I think I was like 6, 7-ish or 4 or 5, I can't remember. I just remember that it was a classic 90s cartoon Spider-Man action figure. Yeah, it was a classic, but I don't know where it went. Besides that, yeah, that might have been the first of all. Pero I guess it really is just such a vague memory na talagang hindi mo maalala kung ang, like ano ba exactly nangyari with the toy. Moving on, what is your favorite toy that you had as a child? Let's start with Derv.
That's a child. Actually, I stopped playing with toys because really early because my dad didn't like the idea of me playing with toys pa when I was like 8. So, Yeah, kasi tawag dito, I got into video games then. Pero if it's like, what was your favorite toy that you had? I'll actually say it's a third party Transformer figure I got this decade when I was in my mid 20s back then. It's the name is going to be funny, but the name is Grindr. Pants Toys Grindr. And it's actually a third party masterpiece figure of Grimlock. Kasi Grimlock was my favorite Transformer. Kasi, I don't know if I haven't shared this, but I have an affinity for your characters who are big. Because I'm a big guy, so I have affinity for characters who are big. And sometimes, most of the time, they're actually also like Ibushi in the brain. So so they're lacking in the brain department. So Grimlock was that. So yeah, that was the toy that I can consider my favorite that I had. Sadly, I had to sell it because I had to pay for a statue back then. So
nice.
Yeah, and the value now is really high. It's like I got it before pre-order at 7,000. Now the pre-orders recently, from what I heard, is up to 12,000 in the during the
Crazy, man.
12,000.
That's insane price.
Most memorable toy.
Yeah, what's the most memorable toy you got, Jude?
Oh, okay. I think it's as a child, I was a big fan of Toy Soldiers. So like, just buy me a pack of those cheap Toy Soldiers. I'll enjoy.
Nice.
I just really want. I really create my own my own battle scenarios. Because I was watching a lot of war movies and war history documentaries as a kid. Because kind of set me track for what my college course would be. But yeah, I remember I can't remember the name of the toys, but I had these military action figures. So, I had a few of them. Tapos when I saw the back of the first figure I got, there was a set. So like, if I collect a number of these characters, I could get I could complete them. I think I had like out of 10, I had like probably 5 of them. And then their basic sets. You know, they had their signature guns, their signature look, and their weapons. Like, parang siyang kind of like not bootleg G.I. Joe, because G.I. Joe was way more detailed and way more articulate than those action figures I'm talking about. But I remember them having so much weapons. I was so happy when they had this little tiny rock launcher. When you press the missile, just flies away. And you know what? One memory there, I had the bazooka, I had the mortar, and I had the howitzer. So I had
full weapon set.
The best part is, the ammunition is compatible for all three. So like, yeah. There was one childhood memory that I really enjoyed from that, is that I remember using the mortar, angling it up, shooting it, and then it straight up hit one of the toy soldiers square in the chest. Like, wow, like, as a child, I didn't know that I could actually, you see those toy commercials where, rockets hitting other toys, taking them down. Medyo hype ako nun when I finally did that at home. Like, yeah, this is the best thing. So yeah, those are my most memorable toys. Those I really forgot them, but I remember yung name ng one guy is Captain. There were names of the characters. I think name niya was Captain Jack. So I don't know if it was that was before Pirates of the Caribbean.
Captain Jack.
Like, weird.
All right. So Captain Jack. As for myself, my favorite. My favorite memorable toy that I got, I might be a Buzz Lightyear toy. Kasi noong time na yun, I think it was only a year or two after lumabas yung Toy Story. For those who are just joining in, welcome to the Geeky Ones. We're doing a toy talk.
Welcome, guys.
Toy talk. Yes.
So currently we're talking about the most memorable toys that we had. personally, I remember my most memorable toy being a Buzz Lightyear action figure with the karate chopping action.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
You can press the back of his wing. There's a button on the back of his wing. It's just going to go, choop.
I gotta look for
a picture of that.
Advertised, honestly, you know.
Yeah, it was really as advertised, man. It was crazy. I gotta share my screen for this one. It's just so good. It's so good. Maybe it's on eBay. We'll see. Oh my gosh, I found it. Found it. Sorry, I shouted so loud. I think this is it. Yes, yes, this is the one. This is the one. Oh my gosh. All right, so I'm going to share my
screen. It's actually on Amazon, dude.
Huh?
For $43.
Damn.
I'm going to share it on the Discord. So guys, if you're not still part.
Yes, follow us on Discord, man.
All right. We
should share my screen.
But yeah.
We're going to share the screen now. Look at that. Look at that, man. Oh, man. That.
Wow.
That.
Yeah.
What year is this? What year is this toy?
1995, really? Man. This is the OG.
Buzz Lightyear.
And then you got
solid.
Ganda. Only it. Oh my gosh, wait down.
I sent I sent the link to the Amazon posting on the Discord.
All right. So what was cool about this was that I think it was the left arm or the right arm which had karate chopping action. And then I think there's a certain button that you can press where the wings would pop out, kind of like what Buzz Lightyear does in the movie itself.
Yeah.
Wait, does it have the laser though?
No laser. I think kung may laser, mas mahal pa yung toy, if I recall. Sobrang grabe. Anyway, going to our next topic. Okay. Now, as kids, we all had that one toy that we always wanted. What was that one toy that you always wanted as a kid? Let's start with you.
Okay. I don't think... this is going to be recent since I think we're going to veer away from childhood toys. But
yeah.
I think, Steven, you might have to search this up for your screen share. But okay, it's a robe. Okay. It's one of the rarer Gundam figures out there, and it's the Gundam Mark V, Robot Damashii Gundam Mark V. It's really difficult to find. It's a freaking P Bandai exclusive. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Gundam or Gundam kits, Bandai, the guys who make Gundam, they
Damashii,
letter D.
Machi.
Yeah, Okay. For context, Robot Damashii figures are the action figures based on Gundam and other mecha anime under Sunrise. So,
one thing
that they usually do is, oh yes, I think one of them. I think the first image would do well, or the second one since full body shot. So this one, okay. This one is a P Bandai exclusive. So Bandai has this online store where you can buy special edition of kits and model kit of Gunpla and action figures. And this one is like one of the most expensive ones. One of the harder to find ones. Like the problem is, you know, Bandai has pretty much created every Gundam kit. You know, every Gundam kit in existence, almost every series, whether it be canon or non-canon, has been featured at least as a model kit in one form or another. But for this one, hanggang figure lang siya. So, like, it's pretty difficult to find this. If I were able to get one, I would probably get one soon, like, super quick, because this one's really rare. I don't think we can check the price there, Steven, but I saw it's at least 3,000 pesos.
Are you kidding me?
But you know, I think, you know, with how rare it is, you know, it could go even higher. Maybe I forgot. But it's really expensive because it's an online exclusive. So you can either go to Japan and order it online, or you can just, you know,
go to Japan and look for it yourself.
Yeah. And you know, and then by the way, this one doesn't have a model kit. As I said, yeah, this one doesn't have a model kit. This is one of the few Gundams that don't have a kit that you can assemble. Although they have a base model they can get it from. Like they released a kit that's you know, it's early variation, so they can use the mold of that. They haven't released anything yet. So the problem is, and what's sad though is the rival Gundam of this in the series it's in, it has its own kit. It has its own high grade and master grade kits, and there are two versions of it. So wow. You know, kind of an injustice for this rare Gundam unit. But I can say, you know, it's kind of justified because, you know, this one's a pretty obscure unit. Like you have to read up Gundam books to know more about this. So that's mine. That's one toy that I've always wanted that I wish I could get real soon.
Good question. Is it the Verka version?
I think it is, because the thing is they didn't really post too much of Toki version? Now that one I'm not familiar with. I can't remember right now, but I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is. Because I checked a listing on
Facebook. Yeah, it's freaking. Oh yeah,
I tried looking on Facebook, and one of my friends who's a seller had it on pre-order last 2017, and it started at 6,800
pesos. See, yep. It's even more expensive. Then I think the last price check I had, Derv, was like 20. And if that's 2017, yeah, holy crap. It's really like rare.
800 pesos.
It's an obscure it's pretty much an obscure unit from in the Gundam universe. So, you know, like, but the fact that it's, you know, it's the freaking, it's a Gundam Mark V, you know, it's the fifth generation of you know, from the original RX-78 original, which this guy medyo, you know, but yeah. This is really crazy. That's my choice. So
the thing with just to add with because with P Bandai, it's mostly the Bandai store exclusives, like in the web store, I think. And most of the time, this is what Bandai does to like obscure releases or really really the ones that people really clamor for. Especially not just in Bandai model kits. But also recently, especially in the SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball line, which people are starting to get pissed about.
It's really annoying.
Why, and then, would people get pissed about it?
No, it's because it's Bandai. Like, the demand is high, but they put it on an online store exclusive na
online format,
or the limited edition. And, like, what's frustrating is that sometimes, for example, you get a model, kakagabas lang nila ng high grade model kit, for example. And then later, the color variant, a recolor, would come out as a special online version. Like, sad.
Yeah, and also, there's to say, like, people are also pissed that when it's a P Bandai exclusive, most of the time it gets cut, the supply.
Yeah.
What is supply. This? What's P Bandai? What's this?
Premium Bandai.
Premium Bandai.
All right. We should probably search that. Like, what
on the online store? And I saw the Gundam Mark V price paga on the P Bandai store. $179 USD.
Whoa.
Yeah, around 6.8.
It's really that high.
That is insane, man.
But I can say that, you know. This is one of the few exceptions. Na it's really obscure. Not many people would buy it. Talaga. So it's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the others, talaga, you know, it's just like the others are just kind of unnecessary. Some recallers. It's kind of like, you know, buying those video game recaller skins in Overwatch or Apex Legends.
Yeah.
What? It's just It's just a freaking recolor. Can you just give us a regular release? But yeah, it's a weird thing. But
so, again, which country are we gonna look at?
Hong Kong or Singapore?
Yeah,
maybe either Taiwan. Because pinakamalapit. Ah, Singapore na lang kasi that's the same region, no?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's look at the Singapore pre-Bandai website.
There's like there's a good number of hits there. Na
yeah,
they're crazy expensive. Crazy.
Yeah, also, especially with like Dragon Ball Z SHF Dragon Ball figures and Metal Build Gundams, which are like
Metal Builds are like the statue equivalents of of Bandai. Like they're freaking. That's really freaking expensive.
Yeah, like, if you collect that, you're like a made man in the Gundam circle, I think.
Yeah, like getting at least one is a badge. So you can see it.
Right. So we're looking at the Singapore store right now.
So you can see there's a high grade.
Give me
there.
One. Give me one story.
High grade kit. That high grade kit, you would the regular version of that would probably cost like 1,000 to 2,000 pesos. But if you get the P Bandai version, you're gonna have to shell out an extra amount. So that's crazy.
It's converted. 18 Singapore dollars to pesos is 644 pesos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, tax you know, included. That's
pretty cheap. Bandai.
Well, that's not counting the other costs for the delivery and what help to get it. But oh, this one's pretty new. This one is obscure. Like even me, a guy who has watched or read Gundam, this one I haven't really seen anywhere yet. So that's my Gundam historian knowledge update. So I guess we can go. Yeah.
So just like, yeah, the toy. I think actually in connection with June, I don't know if it's a Gundam or like a P Bandai exclusive. It's actually a Dragon Ball figure, but it's like fairly recent as well. I'm not sure if it's a P Bandai exclusive, but the one that I regretted not getting at all, is that Yamcha figure from SH Figure Arts.
Yamcha figure. Oh my god.
SHF Figure Arts Yamcha. Yeah, because it's actually really expensive now. I think it was selling for 3,000.
Wait, don't tell me that the demand of this was low. The reason why it's kind of hard to find now. Was it?
Is it this one?
Yep.
Is it this one?
Oh man.
The one with the Cyberman.
Huh?
The one with the Cyberman. It comes with the Cyberman. And it can do
that. Might be the one. This one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's the one.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because like it was selling for 3,900, if I remember before.
Mahal na ngayon, 114.
Yeah, dude, as in it now costs locally. It now costs what? The last time I checked, it's now at 6,000 or 5,000 pesos.
Oh,
not,
shit.
Not mint, loose. 5,000 pesos loose. In box. So it's just returned in the box. But if it's mint, it's like it can be 6,500.
That is crazy.
And one thing about these figure arts, they're really good. The details are really good there. Articulation is solid. Like, kind of like, I think they're the equivalent of yung Robot Damashi from Bandai. Say they're high details, great articulation, just you know, and then lots of accessories in minsan. And
yeah.
Freaking Yamcha, man.
Yeah, especially if like what's the one with the most accessories? One of them was the Final Form Frieza, but if you wanna look at like how the biggest figure they've released and it came out recently lang, it's the Uzaru Form Vegeta, which now costs like 13,000 pesos.
Let's look for it, yeah?
Yeah,
let's look for it.
Yeah, Uzaru.
Yo, let's look for it. What's how do you spell it?
It's a figure.
O-Z-A-R-U. I think it's O or Z. I'm not sure because sometimes
Uzaru Vegeta figure. Here we go.
It's gonna be crazy. We're just talking about very expensive toys.
Toys we wish we could afford.
Oh man, there is one kit that I wish I could afford. But yeah, let's look at this.
Here we go. It's
figure art.
Is it there? It's a P1. Oh.
Is it this
yep,
one?
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, that's the
oh,
one.
Oh man, that's.
Oh okay. Damn!
I think I saw this. I think I saw this. Like, wait, when was this released? I saw this. I
2 months ago or a month ago.
Yeah, I saw this like a few months ago. Like, holy crap! You know, I'd assume lang na this is one of the, you know, this is a standard release. Na you know, it's gonna cost 3,000. Like, it's fine. But right now, na.
Yeah, cause I remember the PO prize was at 11 or 10. I'm not sure. Well, it's not something that I really want to buy, but it's like if you're a Dragon Ball collector, that's the one that is like you need to buy it. If you're a completist, I can't imagine why. Because actually, for me, the best toy line in terms of quality and value is that Dragon Ball line. But the thing is, sometimes the prices get too high.
Mm-hmm. Damn, and, we went on a tangent there. We went on a long tangent there about our dream toys.
Well, toys we wish we could get. Yeah, it's the pain of buying.
You know what's even hard for Dragon Ball collectors? They're now doing it by series or by saga.
So I'm
actually waiting for the Ginyu Force to be complete because I already got Ginyu. Then they're coming out with Jace, Berter, and I know Rekum, then Berter, and Berter comes with Goldo.
Nice. Speaking of toys that we want, here's mine.
Oh, another SH figure arts.
Another SH figure arts.
Figure arts and Robot Damashii are a dream to get. You know, they're fun to collect. They're freaking expensive always. That's why I stick to model kits.
We have Gokai Silver, SH figure arts from Gokaiger. The 35th anniversary Super Sentai series. So the character of Gokai Silver was basically a super fan of Super Sentai who sacrificed his life to save a kid who was gonna be hit by a truck.
And he became a Super Sentai himself?
And he became a Super Sentai himself with the help of the dead Sixth Rangers, including Time Fire, who is the Quantum Ranger in Time Force. What's the other one? Abare Killer in Abare Ranger, who is Dino Thunder White Ranger. And then finally, Tommy, the Green Ranger in Mighty Morphin, died in the Japanese series called Zyu Ranger. He was the brother of the Red Ranger in Zyu Ranger. So anyway, this is the Bandai SH Figure Arts Gokai Silver. And my goodness, this is surprisingly tame in terms of price compared to the others. Okay,
this is
mahal siya, let's face it. $81.72 plus $1.68 shipping. Does it ship to the Philippines? Oh my god.
Amazon does ship.
Damn.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the problem now. I just bought a bunch of things online, so it's going to be hard. All right. So Fares Alao said, I never had toys in my childhood. Hello. It was kind of a tough one for me. My dad's made us teach me not to get attached to objects. Kind of harsh, but beneficial. Well, yeah. I mean, I do see your point, Fares, but I guess everyone has their own form of escapism. And I agree. I agree with your opinion, Aman. All right. Then his next opinion is, I would have a car collection. Oh, nice. What kind of car collection is this, Fires? Are we talking like the model cars that you use or like a real-life car collection?
Well, I think... Oh, wait. I think he meant toy car collection. That would be fun. I forgot to tell you guys. I kind of collected a few Tomica cars back then. That was my go-to. Like, you know, people had Hot Wheels, Matchbox, but no, man, I'm gonna have my Tomica truck with a panda. So yeah, that's
let's look for that. Tomica cars, panda. Tada! Let's look for it.
I forgot the name. Oh, it's a it's a Fuso truck. It's a Fuso truck with a panda. With a panda, because it was a zoo. They're gonna move it. You know, it's like how they move pandas to other locations.
Yo, Drews, I think I found it. Oh, is nice. Yeah, Faris had model cars. All right, that is cool. Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah.
Oh, is it this?
Oh man, yes, you got it. The freaking Fuso truck. I had that.
It's
a freaking
Fuso truck
with two pandas.
So cute.
I forgot that there were two pandas. That was a really good thing.
That is so cute.
I remember it exactly being a Fuso truck because I used to see those trucks here, you know, delivering
goods,
not pandas.
Yes. Oh, yeah. For $18 does not ship to the Philippines.
It's pretty much an old toy. Yeah. So it's pricier right now. But it's you know, if you want Peta to complain at you, get that toy.
Dude, hey, wanna read the childhood? I sent something on the toy Discord.
Right. Oh yeah.
So Paris said he wants it's cute but animal cruelty.
that's my nostalgic toy, but it's just a toy figure. Oh, the carousel version, now I'm tempted. The fact that it's green. Right.
So we moved on to a few tangents. Next up is I lost track. Okay, what is your favorite toy that you have now? What's the toy that you want to have now? Besides the ones that we just mentioned. What's the toys that you want right now?
Oh man, I think I'll start that. Sige, mine's pretty easy. I think there are two high-grade Gundam kits that I really want right now. One is the HG Biorgun. You can search it up, Steven. You can it's the spelling of that is BYARLANT.
Sorry, can you spell it again?
What?
HG.
HG.
Hold on. Excuse me. HG.
Biorgant. BYAR.
BYAR. Biorgant Custom?
No, not the custom. I have the custom right here, which I can show you.
Oh, show me, show me. Let me turn off the share screen first. All right, can you show it?
Okay.
Can you show
this
it?
One is the Biorgant custom.
Wow. Oh, there we go.
So, this is a high-grade kit. It fills up my screen. This one is also the same scale. You can see how
crazy
different they are. So, yeah, what I want, although I have this custom is awesome. Like when I found out they made this, I was so hyped to get it. So I was. Now this one is the original version from Zeta Gundam, and this site cannot be reached. You got UFO'd.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah.
Hey, so
this is a 2020 release. So you know I was. Because I love Zeta Gundam, and one problem that they did was the amount of kits that they released for Zeta Gundam earlier was so low. And now that recently they've been releasing more and more of these, and yeah, you can see that's the high grade Biorgant kit. And I can show you the box art of the Biorgant costume, so it's kind of similar. And that's the Biorgant, and I kind of want that. Whew. Oh man, Dodge Charger 1969. Oh, that's one. Oh, I will have a car model. Dodge Charger 19. Oh man, there's so many versions of the Dodge Charger 1969. There's a diecast, there's a model kit there. There's a Hot Wheels variant, but yeah.
Awesome stuff. Diecast ones are like they can go for top dollar din talaga.
You know, I would like to buy diecast cars, but with the amount of stuff that I have right now, no space. And plus, I'm bad at taking care of diecast stuff. paint chips away, and they're, you know, the amount of wear that they experience is worse than plastic minsan. So I'm kind of worried. Like, I would have a metal build. Like, I would have a metal build on display, but I know I'm gonna have a hard time collecting those metal kits. But yeah, this is my choice for my toys that I want to buy right now. Let's wait for Steven, but for the meantime, so Derv, I bought out some of my toys here, but did you bring out some of yours as well?
No. Well, I can, let me just,
but I know you're gonna preview something, right? A bit later, so
yeah, let's
put that on and all. But oh yeah, okay. I think this one has, you know, since we're talking about toys, this one has been on a few episodes already. And you know, the one on my screen right now has been on a few episodes lately. Oh, Steven, you're back. Okay, I'll talk about my toy later. But yeah, I think you can scroll down a bit there, Steven. This is the high-grade buyer gun, which is the original version, because the first one they released was the custom, not the original version, which is kind of weird. But at least they have a base model for it. And yeah, that one. Oh, man. No, Steven, don't show me the insides. I'm going to be hyped more. See? That one, I love this unit as a kid because it looked unusual. Like, you know, I remember mobile suits, Gundam units looking very similar, very humanoid. And this one just looking like a freaking Mantis or something. Now, for the second one, Steven, this one's kind of harder to spell. This is another high-grade kit. It released the same year. It's a Zeta Kippen. Bound doc. Bound, but with an A. And then doc. You know, like doc.
Where do they get these names?
I don't even know. Like, I don't have... It's Gundam naming is crazy.
So, is Zeta your favorite series?
Zeta Gundam is my favorite series. Because I think it's the variety of characters and the variety of units, like, super awesome. Although the ending of that series is just...
And Share Aznable's name. Share Aznable's name in Zeta Gundam is noteworthy.
Yeah.
Is it there?
Which one?
Char's name.
Ah, yeah, Quattro Vagina. Yes, his name is so. But yeah, okay.
There we go. That's
one. Okay, this one of Steven, you can see how big the box is. This one, if the buyer gun is wide, this one is freaking tall. By the way, it transforms. That thing transforms into a freaking crab. If you
what?
That's the thing with Zeta, right? Most of the kits transform.
There, it was
funny. So, like, you have to deconstruct and reconstruct the whole model kit.
I think for this case, okay, the Zeta is always a reconstruct. There's a difference. They call it transformer or parts former. If it's a transformer in a way, you don't have to reassemble. You just have to move around. I think this one is parts former because you have to remove that torso to get on to get that. Okay. Now, I'll admit, those two kits I want are pretty much are like ugly as sin sometimes. You know, some people say they're ugly as sin. But these are like so hard to find. And I was just so hyped. Okay, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I posted because it made a cameo in Gundam Build Fighters. This one. I said, HG Bound Doc when? And then, you know, someone commented me like a few weeks ago, like, hey, your wish came true. Like, so hyped. So those are the two things those are the two toys I want right now. So up on to the next. Who's next?
Derv, man.
Derv.
Toys that I want to buy next. Actually, I'll commit a sin. I have to. But the first one is actually I have it on pre-order through a friend in Singapore. And it's not really a toy, and I'm still trying to pay for it. It's the XM event exclusive Thanos and Lady Death statue.
I made it for it.
Wow. Well, statues are, you know, they don't have articulate. Well, yeah, you can say that they're sometimes they're border. You know, question: are they toys or not? But yeah, this one, oh man,
yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Because they're big, 1/4 scale.
1/4, 1/4 scale. Oh god.
Now that fan is like 23 inches.
Oh.
Wow.
You just gotta like freeze in awe.
Yeah, you just have to take.
Because Baby Death never appeared on the movies, man.
Yeah. It's actually. The good thing is, this one's a comic version in an updated form because XM4 came. They have a Thanos, a classic Thanos statue that isn't. It's more of a hit or miss for people. Some people liked it, some people hated it. But then the Thanos statue game changed when Sideshow released their Thanos on Throne, which is a more modern take on Thanos, which is comparable to this one. And the thing is, the thing that convinced me to get the exclusive is they have regular releases separate from each other. Yeah. But with the Thanos and Lady Death event exclusive from Singapore Comic Con, is you get the switch outs for Thanos and Lady Death. Like, I think Thanos has 3 heads and 2 options for the hands. Yeah. The one with the Infinity Gauntlet or the power effect. And then with Lady Death, you get the human version and then the skeleton version.
Whoa, okay.
You want me to zoom in on the price or what?
I think the gauntlet is kind of fine. The gauntlet in the animation is fine. But the fact that you get different versions of Lady Death in skeleton and human form, that one probably for me takes the cake for that. That one is the best thing.
You want me to zoom in on the price?
Well, it's $2,000 Singapore. Holy crap.
Man. No. Look carefully. Wait, no wala. Wait lang.
Well,
where'd it go?
Those details though. Now, you have this on pre-order. Damn.
It is on.
When is it on release? It's actually
out now and I'm trying to pay for it through my friend because he's the one who ordered it.
So it says here. Damn. 5 digits, man. That's all I can say.
It's crazy. Damn. But yeah, I can say that this is like, you know, holy grail level of collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one. You know, that's I would still love a Metal Gear. I think I'll keep saying that the whole episode. Yeah.
If not, I'm gonna tell a funny story because usually with XM, it's their event exclusives tend to like the turnaround is like you pre-order, then it arrives 2 years after.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years after. But the bad thing about this Thanos exclusive, the turnaround was just 10 months. The fastest one ever.
So, why?
Well, I guess they're limited, right? I guess the production run isn't as high. So the reason why I think it's going to be really delayed, probably.
No. Because it usually is 2 years. Because from what I remember, have you seen that Hulkbuster statue from ToyCon last year?
I think I saw that one.
One of the booths had it. XM Hulkbuster.
Okay.
Damn, any version of the Hulkbuster is just freaking massive.
That one was really good as well because it had the Hulkbuster and the Extremis armor. It's actually one package. That statue.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, that statue arrived in after 2 years.
2 years
after pre-ordering. Yeah, yeah. Event exclusives usually take 2 years.
Grabe.
But if I guess the production of this is really high level stuff, it's gonna be hard for you to consistently produce works of art.
The worst thing was Thanos only had a turnaround of 10 months because 2 years I had the vision of it arriving in 2021 so I can save more money. But the sad thing is the turnaround is October 2020, not December or October 2021.
So guys want to see how much it costs?
It's freaking expensive.
9,618 pesos.
The whole bus.
Holy shit.
The whole
bus. Holy shit.
I'm gonna tell you it's more, it's not that. You wanna know the price currently now?
How much now?
250,000 pesos.
Well, man, that's it's limited as hell. And it costs like as much as a decent used car.
Yeah, that's the thing with statues. Because when I got in, there are pieces that in pre-order, like people get hype, and then after a few years, the price just goes up and up. I remember XM released a Magneto on Throne. That started the throne mania in with statue collectors, because now they're trying to like have everything on thrones.
Everything on the throne.
Yeah. You know the pre-order price for that Magneto was around 30k, 30 to 32. Yeah. And it reached a price of 250 to 300k in like 3 years.
That's insane, man.
But yeah, and these statues are really oh my god.
This one?
They're just art.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
That's freaking art, man. I can just say
because you have like the three switch outs, eh? With the head and then the arms. And look at his stone. It's a sentinel hand.
Oh, man.
See? Wow.
That's beautiful. Okay, we're we're just going to be in all
we're going off on a tangent, man.
This is our tangent. This is awesome. Now, yours is on the way, Derv, which is awesome.
Yeah, but I have one more.
Go.
One more. It's the SH Figure Arts Raditz. The pre-order is not yet open.
Oh, man. Is it a 2021 release? Or is
the Raditz 2021.
Okay.
What's this?
It's a Dragon... It's a DBZ figure again. My God. The DBZ figures are really awesome today. Really awesome.
It actually really looks like Raditz.
Because they're so... Because, I mean, right now, the figures they release are just... Really, really anime accurate. That's, that's what you remember, how you remember.
Especially, I think, the one they released, the Broly figures from the Super movie. That was
Raditz. The best one.
By the way, pre-orders are open, by the way.
Oh, it's open now?
Okay. October 7, 2020, 9 p.m. I think you can order it now.
I'm just gonna contact my seller friends because they specialize in Japanese figures, so I let them do order from them. Yeah,
nice.
Support local.
That's nice. All right. So next up, a dream toy that I want. Wow. Ooh. Damn. I never really thought of it, but there's this one. I'm gonna type it out na lang. DC. Okay, there we go. DC Bombshells Green Lantern Jessica Cruz statue. It's based on the DC Bombshells. She's the one of the newer Green Lanterns, Jessica Cruz. And I don't even want to know the price anymore. Just by looking at the prices from the figures earlier. But look at that, man.
One of the newer Green Lanterns.
Yeah. Jessica Cruz. Art Station. So Arts, I'm not sure. Does Art Station sell stuff? Yeah. So damn. Aunt Lucia. Yeah. Damn. Old school classic Jessica Cruz. Style, old school style, but she's not an old school character.
Actually, Stevie, you want to know the pre-order price when it got posted on Facebook? I have a friend who had it on pre-order.
Which one?
That one, the Jessica Cruz.
How much?
The SRP was not the pre-order price. It's the SRP, 5,000 pesos, $99.
Was that is that affordable for a statue?
Because I think this is 1/10 scale or 1/7 scale. Actually, you can find this mostly like if it's DC collectibles, it's the comic book shops. which you want to use
power for. Pretty solid. Because I kind of like, I kind of like comic book statues because they're more accessible. They're more common to find.
Yeah,
I really enjoy. Chaka, come on, you're getting this is that's awesome stuff. Yeah. So yeah, those are the toys that we are wanting right now.
Yeah.
We want to get it. Yeah.
But... All right. So we kind of like talked about the favorite toys now. Anyway, so next up is what is your most prized toy that you have on hand right now? Let's start with Jude.
Okay. In terms of value, I think you can zoom on my camera because I have a few toys on hand. Sure. Now I think I didn't have a toy in a super valuable or like super expensive, but I have an event exclusive. So it's kind of tricky to find me some, but I don't think it's as tricky. It's not a P Bandai now, but it's a Gundam. It's usually a Gundam convention, Gundam event exclusive. So this is the Okay, this is the RX High Grade Revive RX 78 G3 recolor. So this is a recolor that's not P Bandai. So you know, for the first time, they released a recolor one of the few recolors they released that isn't a premium item. But it's kind of tricky because you only usually get it on Gundam events, unless you know. Of course, there's always a local seller that has a few of these sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is one of the best, one of my favorites that I got because, you know, it's an exclusive and it's not common. But one of my most prized ones, as I said earlier before we started Derv, you know, I was building kits when I was down on my thesis. And, you know, one of the kits that I built, you know, was a... This is probably kit number 3, number 5 on my list on that time. This is the this is the high grade Universal Century Gundam Unicorn full armor Gundam Unicorn Awakened version. Yeah. So there's a red version of this which is just common, but
yeah,
I wanted the green one because it looks way better. And I was just Unicorn just finished, and it was a crying mess when I was watching it. So you know, holy shit, I had to get this, I did. Now it's a bit a good thing you don't see it as much. You know, it's white as heck on my screen.
Yeah.
But it's kind of needing a few cleaning stuff. But yeah. I love this. This is probably a very important kit because if I didn't get it, you know, I wouldn't have continued to collect more Gundam stuff. And yeah, it's pretty much that.
All right, Derv, what is the most prized toy you have on hand?
Oh, man, this is the high.
What's in your deck room right now that you have?
Need to lift my laptop just for
sure, you guys. Sure. Let's do it. Holy shit.
That's Juggernaut.
Yeah. Wow. It's the size of Juggernaut rocket. Because, my favorite comic book character is Juggernaut, and I collect Juggernaut stuff. So, there's a funny story because XM came out and tie up with Legendary Beast. They're a Filipino-based company. For a 1/7 scale statue Juggernaut. I had it on order, and then I remember 2018, 12 Days of Sideshow, they usually do it to reveal new stuff during the holiday season. And then I forgot what exact day, but on that list, they printed out Juggernaut Market, and I was like, fuck. And then, because I collect 1/4 scale statues, so I was like already panting there. Panting then, and then when it came out, it was like, what? When I saw the photos, I'm gonna like, if you want to see it for yourselves, you can search it because I can't move this one because it's too heavy.
Sure,
it's fine. I understand.
Yeah. It's a sideshow juggernaut market. Actually, this one is very special because also this is the statue that I had the shortest turnaround. So I had to save up money really quick for this one.
Sideshow juggernaut?
Yeah, market. Juggernaut market.
All right, let's look for it. Ma?
There we go.
There's the measurements.
That's damn. Awesome. But yeah, it's
epic, man.
Yeah, oh, wait. I don't think I've asked this. What materials are these XM statues made out of? Like, you know, what materials they use? Because it's pretty tricky.
Yeah. Sometimes, because with Sideshow, let's start with Sideshow, because Sideshow is the biggest, most known company. Most of the time, it's polyresin. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture of materials. But then, because they have a line, it's they call it premium format statues. It's usually in 1/4. And sometimes it has mixed media, like metal, like cloth, on the accessories itself. Like, I have a Thor here that's a premium format that has cloth cape. And then all with right. XM, I'm going to show it as well.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Well, Let's show it. Show it, man.
That's Thor right there.
Wow. You got Thor and your clothes.
Yeah. And then Venom and Bane there.
Oh, Venom. That's awesome stuff, man.
Yeah, but with the Thor, with Sideshow, kasi, it's like mostly it's polyresin and then they add cloth if it's premium for it. But it's when it's a maquette, usually it's mostly polyresin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's polyresin or polystone because they usually use polystone or polyresin, like the combination of both.
What is polystone and polyresin?
I think polystone is. I'm not sure of it, but
from what I know, similar to like fiberglass, how they produce fiberglass.
No, it's actually different. Because with polystone, I know it's more compact, and
I think it's heavier, then, no?
Yeah, and then with XM, I think they use porcelain.
Wow. Because
I have my Venom and my Black Bolt, I think they have porcelain. And this Black Bolt, the Black Bolt I showed you, it actually came with a precious metal certificate because it has a silver. You know those thongs for like his head?
Oh my god.
The tuning forks for Black Bolt?
Yeah.
Those are silver. I just found out on the reviews that it's real silver.
Oh my god.
It has the certificate.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I can only imagine the price, so I'm not even gonna ask.
No. Actually, I got it relatively cheaper than the less than the pre-order. I actually got it. It was open for inspection because the thing with statues is you need to open them for inspection because of the paint. Because if you keep them for too long, the paint's going to be bad. So when I got it this year, it's actually, I got it 10,000 pesos off the retail price. I got it so much lower.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Next up. Mine is kind of a cheat because it's kind of a set, like a set.
Yeah.
So I am gonna turn off my screen sharing first. I'm gonna show you. Hold on, just fix this. So I'm gonna do a solo layout for this because first off is a Gokaiger toy.
Nice.
The Gokai spear. of Gokai Silver. It's his weapon. But the thing is, I thought that the toy version would be as long as the one on the show, but it's not. It's only not? Up to here. It's not. It's supposed to be longer, almost like a 3-foot, 4-foot toy. But then I thought maybe because it's for kids, you know, they can't make a really long version of this. I think in Thailand or like mga toy customizers, they make they customize the toy to make it as long as the one on the show, and then you can retract it back to this size. So it's a spear right now. You can turn it into a hold on. Let me just fix this. You turn it into a spear like this, then it becomes a spear. Make it longer if it was the customized version.
Yeah.
And then the best part is it has sounds. Hear that?
Nice.
And then
Nice.
And then we got the last sound. They got the last one. You got to press this little click thing here. Device. And then...
Oh, man, it becomes its own. Gun. Now that's...
So the story behind this is I went on this study tour in Taiwan before. And that study tour had a free day. So if any of my Taiwan tour friends are watching, you will be mad at me because this is what stalled them at the train station because I just couldn't leave the Toys R Us without getting this. So,
worth it.
Yeah, okay. Worth it. It even has a Ranger key of Zyu Ranger Green, which is Tommy from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So one of the big things from Gokaiger was like the Ranger keys. So America tried to do it with Super Mega Force. It was just a dumb name. Power Rangers Super Mega Force. Such a stupid name. Power Rangers Super Mega Force tried this, and then what you do with this is you lift the arms up, you flip it up, and you get a key. It has a symbol of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. See that? Yeah, zoom in here. And then what's cool is you stick it in here. Wait lang, tama ba? Wait lang. And then so it makes us
awesome.
And then it just acts it. It's a full sound.
Oh my god. Well,
yeah, it's got full sound and everything.
I can say that delaying the bus was hella worth it.
Yeah. And then another one. It comes with this, like I bought this not really as a set, but I just saw that it was there at the Toys R Us at the same time, and I was like, I'm gonna buy this no matter what. I made it a mission to buy it. Yeah. It's the Gohai Cellular, which is basically like, I don't know if it's a Gohai, it's just the Silver Ranger's like morpher.
Yeah.
And then you gotta flip it. Wait, can't flip. Can't flip. Okay, never mind. Wait, let me try again. It won't flip. It won't flip. There we go. So it's this. You can flip it open. Flip it open. And again, it was in the same shop that I just stalled. And then if I press... So I don't have the batteries on right now, but if I press it now, it's supposed to go down like this. And it's going to light up. It's supposed to light up red and stuff. And then you can put like codes on it and it'll have sounds on. It's just so cool. And then the last... Man,
that bus was hella delayed.
Yeah, and then... And then my really most prized toy that I have is a DC Collectibles Batman Beyond. Not sure if the glare is going to be blocking it, but you got...
Terry and Old Man Bruce.
Terry, Old Man Bruce, and you even got... Oh, wait, hold on. You even got Ace the Bat-Hound.
Yeah.
Look at that. So cute. So sorry, malakas yung glare ng ilaw, pero that's basically...
You get the whole Beyond family right there.
Pretty much the entire Batman Beyond family to an extent. And those are like my most prized toys that I have on hand.
Just a question. Yeah. Who made those the Gokai toys?
Bandai.
Oh, Bandai.
They still have the Bandai.
Have you tried the Lightning Collection Power Rangers?
The one
from Hasbro.
The thing with the Lightning Collection is I'm not the biggest fan of the I'm not the biggest fan of the Mighty Morphing series.
Yeah.
Because over time, I realized that, you know what? Mighty Morphing was not the best series.
Yeah. But actually, they're trying to branch out with other ones now.
Mm. Yeah, they got like the SPD on Omega Ranger, the White Ranger, Deka Break in the Japanese version. And the Lord Jacqueline version, grabe. Wait, no, I'll show you. Let's show the Lightning Collection to the people viewing right now. Power Rangers.
Lightning Collection by Hasbro.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Marvel Legends, this is the one actually. Yeah, for the people who are not familiar, it's the same creator as Hasbro. It's the same scale as well.
It's pretty epic because they even have Power Rangers in space, which is considerably one of the best series ever. Power Rangers in Space might have been, for me personally, the best Power Rangers series ever because it had overarching stories and it was just sort of a really good series. You have Andros, the Red Ranger, and his sister, Astronema. Man, this is cool. You got a shiny. It's so cool. You got the wigs and everything. Too bad Astronema doesn't have her wigs in this version. But yeah, that's... Whew, you really leave you speechless when you have like that one toy that you really want. I guess that's mine.
Lightning Collection Ranger Slayer? Have you seen the Ranger Slayer and the new Pink Ranger, the one? The Pink Ranger one, the new one. Actually, there's glitters in the design.
Yeah, this one, right here.
Yeah, it has glitters.
It's like, remember the metallic armor from Mighty Morphing?
Yeah.
That metallic armor is like, yeah, metallic armor! And then, boom, you got the shiny metallic Rangers. Ranger Slayer. Oh, man. Ranger Slayer. Now, if for those unfamiliar, Ranger Slayer is a character from the Boom comics. Our friend on Discord, she mentioned it one time, is the best. It's just the best, man. Although medyo weird yung version nito, parang masyadong malaki yung helmet in this version. Yeah. Parang in the comics, the helmet was never that big. It's very odd. Nagayon kalaki. So
for the peg, they have to make it bigger.
Yeah, feeling ko nga eh. They have to make it bigger. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Anyway, we are down to our last talking point.
Oh, I was looking for something.
Oh, okay. So we might have talked about it before, but what is your dream toy among all the toys in the world, regardless of whether it's expired, whether it's no longer in production or not, whether it's in production or not, pala? What is the one toy that you've always wanted?
Oh, okay. I think I can start. This one's this one I've had in mind. Well, this one's easy. Like I said, I was gonna go to graduate school, but I didn't. So I wanted this to be set my reward, sana if I ever do.
Yeah.
I sent it on Discord because it's gonna be a hell to spell. It's hell to spell. All right.
Let me look for it.
I sent the link. It's okay.
The Fuso truck. The last one?
Yep.
All right. Let's do it. Here we go.
Probably the most irrational purchase I could ever make if there was one.
Okay, here we go. Let's see how irrational it is. If it's as intense as 81,000 pesos.
It's not really as bad. You know, it's around, let's just say it's around 10K, 12K.
Then Robium, what the heck is this?
Okay, this is the high grade 144 scale RX 78 G03 Dendrobium Orchis. So okay,
yeah, this is it.
No. This is Stardust Memory. You know, this is a 13 episode show. This only appeared for a guy who won 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you, this is one meter long, and that's a complete set. Get the Gundam, you have to assemble the Gundam, of course. And you have to assemble the whole thing. Like, there are a number of weapon canisters there. Thank God they didn't put every weapon canister. Like, you know, you can't open everything there, which is good. Because that would take, like, I don't know, a week. You know what's the most impractical thing about there is the gun. Like if you remove the gun, it would have been a decently sized high grade. You know, it's large but it's not imposing. But yeah, this is 1 meter long, and usually I see local sellers putting this at least 10 to 12K.
Yeah,
I really like this one. This is going to be a goal. I don't have space for it, but, you know, if I'm going to buy it, that's, you know, you better berate me because this is freaking irrational.
Oh, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm almost, like, every week in Green Hill, so if you need toys to look for me to look at, like, for you guys, just send me a message. Nice. So I can check them if it's available.
Thank you, man. No worries on that. Thanks, man. Yeah. So yeah, that's my dream toy. It's a bit more possible right now. You know, they always produce this one every year. So, you know, I just need to have the space. Other than, you know, having to save up for it, you know, yeah. It's this or a Switch, right?
There you go.
Yeah. I'd go with this. Man.
Yeah.
You can buy a Switch anytime.
Yeah, diba?
All right, Derv, what is your dream toy, regardless of production status?
With production status, it's not yet in the plans. But I used to collect Transformers Masterpiece by Takara and Hasbro. But more on the Takara one. And my dream toy, because their first attempt sucked and it's so small, that's why I had to get Fan Toys Grinder, is a Masterpiece Grimlock 2.0. The one that is big and really bulky and towers over the Optimus Prime. Because the first one was so small, so I had to get the third party. And you need Grimlock to be bigger than Optimus, especially now that they've released a comic accurate Megatron and a comic accurate
Grimlock
Optimus.
Is it the 2014 version? Is this the 2014 version?
No. That's the version 1.0. That's the issue.
The universe exclusive.
Yeah. I think that's one.
All right. Let's check it.
Yeah, the 2.0 is not yet in production. Or there are still no plans. This is the 1.0. Yeah.
Oh, so it's the 1.0. Okay.
Yeah. But for the best current Grimlock right now, you can type it FT08 Grinder. That's the best Masterpiece scale Grimlock right now. And that's the one I told you guys was my favorite toy of all time.
FT08 Grinder. Yeah. Oh, it's a fan toy.
Fans toys.
Stories. So hindi siya official. Hindi siya official by Hasbro.
Yeah, and hindi siya official third party. Pero
ganda.
Yeah,
300 stories, man.
Fast Toys is the best G1 Masterpiece toy producer right now for me.
So licensed ba to by Hasbro?
Nope.
Wow.
They're not bootlegs because they're Fans Toys create their own designs and maybe inspired by Hasbro, but they create their own designs, which even Hasbro, I forgot what figure, but they copied one of the releases from Fans Toys.
Yeah. There's a similar case for Bandai and their Gunpla. There's this kit maker called Dragon Momoko. They set themselves apart by creating their own modes. I think they've copied some, but kaso the some of the kits that they have, Dragon Momoko, Destiny, Gundam, it's different. They made sure that their molds are slightly or way different than the others. So, you know, Dragon Momoko is, I'm not sure if they're active. I think I'm not sure if they were the ones shut down by Bandai, but you know.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think it's either them or Daban.
No, Daban. I know that one was destroyed.
See.
But yeah, this one, Dragon Ball Fantasy, was kind of, it's kind of like in that awkward spot because they build their own molds. Unlike, they have their own, I think they have their own engineering team for that.
Yeah, so nice.
But yeah, I think that's a similar case for Fan Toys. And, you know, as you said, Nader, even Hasbro had to take away from
Takara, like the Japanese company itself. Yeah, because I forgot who. I don't know. They copied third-party figures on how they engineered, for me, the best Hasbro Masterpiece release so far, which is the MP36 Megatron. And I used to have that one. And that one was like the most comic-accurate figure they've created. And it looked so good. Very good thing we're in the Philippines and we're in Asia, so it doesn't come with an orange cap. Because in the States, I remember it comes with an orange cap because it's a gun.
Oh. Because
it can transform into a gun.
Which one? Oh yeah, Megatron, because he's a Walter P.
Megatron transforms into something that parents wouldn't want their children to hold.
Yep.
Which version of Megatron was this?
MP36. Masterpiece 36, yeah.
Wait, which generation is this?
G1.
Oh, it's a G1? Oh yeah, well, G1, you know, no matter how much, what people would say about G1, people always come back to G1 if it's
G1. Yeah. And it comes with Switch out, so...
Oh man, that evil look. Prime!
That's classic.
Megatron! Wow!
And then he turns into a parental concern after, you know.
Yeah.
What do you transform into?
Look at that pose. Look at that pose.
That's before he turns into a gun and then Shockwave gets him. Yeah, that's part of it.
Sorry. All right. Okay. So there's Megatron's this gun.
That actually has the voice control. It has a voice in the Japanese actor.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
This is a dream toy, man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Lastly, my dream toy.
Yeah, let's go with yours, Steven.
My brother and I have been looking, like we've been trying to like wait for like the right time to buy this, but we don't know if it's the right one. Because there's so many versions of Hot Rod now.
Yeah.
But
Autobot
Hot Rod.
Masterpiece Hot Rod.
Kyoresu is saying hi. Hi to Earl. Fanboy SEO. Hi, Earl. Kumusta?
Hi, Earl. I know Earl.
Dami mong freebies, Earl. Sobrang saya. Anyway. Transformers Masterpiece 28. Hot Rodimus. Hot Rodimus? Because they can't say Hot Rod because like for some reason there's some complication over the name Hot Rod.
Wait, was there a copyright issue if you say Hot Rod?
Yeah, because Hot Rod is owned by Roddy Piper, Hot Rod the car, Hot Rod by Ronda Rousey. It's just some crazy stuff. But look at that.
Well,
look at Roddy 80s legs, man. Look at his 80s legs.
Is that the Matrix of Leadership?
Yes, man. He has the Matrix of Leadership inside his boobs.
If I had to get a Transformer. It would have to be a Starscream, you know. No matter how much of a traitorous and ass he is, you know, Starscream is like,
hey, Masterpiece Starscream 3.0 pre-order is up now.
Oh, damn.
There's a new one.
Good temptation.
Have you checked the fans' toys? Hoodlum, the third party attempt at Rodimus. That one's more accurate if you look at it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Rodimus.
FT-17, what's his name again?
Hot Rod.
Hoodlum.
Hoodlum, there we go. Yeah. Fan toys Hoodlum. This one?
Yeah, you should.
G1 Hot Rod action figure. 7.5 inches is pretty big.
Oh my god, 3.0. Sorry, I'm looking at what they're saying. Freaking.
Grabe. Sobrang, it's, wow. This is insane.
Yeah, that's the more accurate one. That's what I've been telling people. Like, fan toys, they create their own designs, but usually they're more accurate.
Oh, wow. There's a Starscream. Mm. That's just
crazy, man. But yeah, like, my dream is to get a Hot Rod figure one day.
Go for it. Actually had it before. Yeah, go for it. It's good.
But here's the thing. Like, to be transparent, I just bought a few things that I gotta save up to pay off muna. I'm not gonna say what, but you'll see me. You might see me wearing it one day. But anyway, that is it for our toy talk with Derv de Venecia. Now, Derv, you did say that. Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, go.
That you are going to be launching a toy shop in Green Hills, or is it open already?
It's open. It's named Choopsville. Mm-hmm. It's Choopsville. because it's a play on Chubby Guy, Chubby Boy, in Choopsville. Yeah. Right now, I'm selling Hasbro toys, and it's mostly Marvel Legends, some SH figure arts, and then G.I. Joe's. G.I. Joe classified figures, which I think is the line of the year, or the best new line of the year. Also, we're located at, I'm going to plug now, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Shopsville Plus in Green Hills. My cabinet is inside the new Hype Base store. And if you want Marvel figures and DC figures, go to that store. The store is owned by my friend, and I'm going to promote him as well because he's been accommodating to me so as a new seller. So, yeah, I'm promoting Hype Base store as well. And my shop, my cabinet is there as well.
Nice, nice, nice. Awesome. All right. So where can we find you on social media, Derv?
Look for me on Facebook, Derv Dinesha, and on IG. I think my IG account is now Albert Easy.
All right, man. Thank you so much for dropping by, Derv Dinesha.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, thank you.
And then, okay, so that's about it for this episode of The Geeky One. Thank you so much for the people who stayed in to tune in. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, are we going to release this tomorrow? We have to release this ASAP because I think
tomorrow is
the big one. Tomorrow is the big one.
I think before we end the episode, let's just do our few announcements. Okay, so I think after this episode, they have a stream. I'll be playing what was that? Doom Eternal for the first time. I just bought it yesterday. That's one.
I might watch that.
For tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a big day for us wrestling fans because it's the G1 finals. And I don't think they've announced the undercard of that main event, but
they have it.
So much fun. It's going to be, there's going to be a watch party tomorrow on our Twitch. We'll be posting that on Facebook and Twitter. So you people would know where to find us. And for our podcast, you can find us on Spotify. Our home base is on Anchor, and we're on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry, I'm wrapping up my toys because I love them so much. And we're also on Player FM. And you can find us on, of course, as I said, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And thegeekones.com is our blog site. I need to finish my Gundam openings list, which you should be looking for, which I'm looking forward to sharing soon. And I think that's it. That's it for our episode. So, and, you know,
don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify.
Says hi.
Saying bye-bye. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you so much. Bye, guys. We'll see you next time.
Want to know more about your podcast numbers? Check out Podmetrics. Podmetrics aggregates data from Anchor, Spotify, Chartable, Facebook Live, and YouTube in order to show you the real picture of how your show is doing. And when you know your show, you can grow your show. The best part is it's absolutely free. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and don't forget to use the referral code GeekyJuans. That's Geeky, JUANS.